News in brief in question, the U.S. has threatened Palestinians with cutting its annual aid if they join the International Criminal Court. Washington has also criticized Tel Aviv's move in freezing $127 million of Palestinians' tax income. The U.S. has slammed both Israelis and Palestinians for tit-for-tat measures. Syria has lodged a complaint with the UN about illegal visits by some foreign officials to the country. Damascus has asked the UN chief, as well as the Security Council, to take strong measures against the trend. U.S. Republican Senator John McCain and former French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner have already visited Syria without any visas. And the head of the world's largest Islamic organization, the OIC, has paid a rare visit to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. Iyad Madani says the visit was aimed at strengthening the Palestinians' rights to holy site. While the Secretary General of the 57-nation body urged Muslims to follow suit and visit the mosque. And in Bahrain, regime forces have once again attacked protesters demanding the release of top opposition figure Sheikh Ali Salman. Riot police fired tear gas to disperse activists in Salman's hometown of Bilal al-Qadim. The protest march began shortly after Bahrain's public prosecutor extended the detention of Salman. And in recent days, Iraqi Kurdish forces have liberated several strategic towns at Erbil's doorstep. Sultan Abdullah in the northwest of Mosul is one of them. The town fell to ISIL last summer. Takfir terrorists are still pushing to recapture the town. The Kurds say a second collapse would jeopardize the security of the capital, Erbil. The newly elected head of Syria's foreign-backed opposition says a coalition will not take part in the upcoming Russian-led talks aimed at resolving the crisis in Syria. Khaled Khoja made the comment in Istanbul hours after he was chosen as the new head of the Syrian National Coalition. And in Bangladesh, at least six people have been killed on the anniversary marking last year's election boycott by a major opposition alliance. At least two people were killed during clashes in Rajshahi and Chapanawab Ganj districts. Officials say four people died in separate shooting and clashes in Nautur district.